Welcome to episode 450. Today, we're all about shock value. What I mean is that I'm going to cover our seven most shocking episodes that we've ever done on this podcast. And I want to talk to you about why I think they're really worth listening to, or why you need to go back and listen to them again for a second or a third time. These seven specific podcasts contain what I believe to be groundbreaking topics and information. And for anyone that is serious about getting to the truth and then taking action to make themselves healthier, well, this is for you. And I think these learnings are definitely worth sticking around for. So without further ado, let's get into it.
Welcome to the How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast. You've tuned in because you want to start taking your health seriously so you don't, well, get sick and die. Here we talk all things health, nutrition, and human optimization. Let's jump into it with your host and resident scientist, Maddie Lansdowne.
What's up, my healthy friends? Welcome to another episode of this fantastic podcast. If it's your first time here, welcome. I'm about to give you a little rundown of a few other places that are worth checking out once you're done here. But first, this year, it's my mission to support 500 people to achieve real weight loss. And by real, I mean dealing with what's really weighing you down and not just the number on the scales. We're talking limiting beliefs. We're talking trauma, problems that keep you binge, emotional, overeating, all of that kind of stuff. So if you're stuck in that loop of doing a diet, yo-yoing out of it, back into the binge cycle, back into the diet, you've been doing that for 10 plus years, then we might be someone you might like to consider or talk to about solving that problem. So the links are either in the show notes, on the app that you're listening to this podcast, or if you're on YouTube or online somewhere like that, then it's down in the caption below. Okay, so I like to change things up here when we hit the half century or the full 100 in regards to our episode number. And so I'd encourage you to get a pen or a notepad or open a notes app on your phone, wherever you take down this information, because today I want to talk to you about the most shocking podcast episodes for you to go back and listen to, either to listen to again or to listen to for the first time. Now, the reason that I call these episodes shocking is because what is in these episodes is it challenges conventional dogma and stigma and ideas and concepts that we all grew up with and that we all actually don't know much about, in the sense that they're embedded into our society, into our nutrition, into our government, into our health system, in ways that nobody would ever question. Until, of course, these podcast guests came along and did a lot of the amazing work that they've done in the world. And obviously, there's other sources of information that could have done this work or exposed you to this stuff. But I believe that these episodes are particularly shocking. And I base that comment, shocking, on a couple of things. One, whether I was shocked, because I'm deep down some pretty deep, dark rabbit holes in regards to health and wellness and nutrition and agriculture and the conspiracies of the world, which many people don't like to think are real. And so if they shocked me, they're on this list. If we had a lot of shock or response from listeners being like, whoa, that was mind-blowing, that's how they made the list as well. And so with all of that put together, there's a lot of shock going on. Point is that these are going to contain episodes and information that probably challenge you, that probably really push your world paradigm to be feel stretched or to feel challenged in a way that you think, oh, wow, is this actually like true? Is this what's going on with the world? So I guess, you know, put your knee pads on and your helmet, because some of this stuff might rock your world. And sometimes it takes a little bit of exposure to these alternative ideas before we actually really start to grasp them, because we have to let go of our limiting beliefs or our embedded cultural ideologies or understandings of how the world operates. It takes a bit of time to let go of that stuff before we really can see the truth for what it is in front of us. So we've got seven episodes. Episode number one is episode 207, How Religion Has Shaped Science, Nutrition, and the Law, with Belinda Fetke. So episode 207. So that is 100% worth listening to, because in a nutshell, Belinda presents the conversation and information pieces around how the church, and specifically the Seventh-day Adventists, have infiltrated the nutrition industry in the USA, and then therefore by default, or by flow-on effect, much of the Western world. And this begun in the 1800s, this movement for the Seventh-day Adventist Church to infiltrate the nutrition and medical schools and guidelines across the world, essentially. It's happened so long ago that we're to the point that we can't really see that the plant-based agenda actually is fueled by this religious ideology that's embedded in these major organizations that push this idea on us. So I hope that that's enough of a teaser. Episode 207 is incredible. I'm doing these in numerical order, by the way. They've all got their own level of shock or like, whoa, or bullshit, that's crazy kind of response. So 207. The next one is episode 281, Why GMOs and farming chemicals are causing all of your health problems with Jeffrey Smith. Now, Jeffrey has done an incredible amount of work. And by the way, everybody I'm referencing uses loads of science on the episode and in the work they do professionally and publicly. So if you're skeptical, there's a lot of data to go and check. And the same with Jeffrey. He, on this show, talks about data that he's presenting on the screen. You probably can't see it. But the point is that a lot of the chemicals that are pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers that go into the crops that make most of the food, because crops make the shit food and the healthy food, the chemicals on those crops are a problem for all of us. So listening to this episode is really important, because whether your kids or yourself have behavioral issues or diseases or anything that falls under the banner of poor health, Jeffrey's argument and interpretation of the data suggests that almost all health issues can be traced back to chemicals that are used on farms. So worth listening to episode 281. I'm going to say that about every episode, aren't I? Worth listening to. The next one is one of my mentors / inspirations, and that is episode 375, Cholesterol Lies, the Paid For Science of Heart Disease with Dr. Kate Shanahan. Now, if you've followed me since the beginning, and I mean before the podcast even started, so the podcast was an evolution out of me doing a Facebook Live every Sunday where I ranted about some kind of health topic and was branded a conspiracy theorist and an idiot and all the things. Dr. Kate Shanahan's book was one of the first books that I ever read when I was working in the cancer hospital that really was like, whoa, okay, a medical doctor's talking about nutrition and disease. You've got my attention. She was one of the first ones to hook me in and really make sense. But this episode, we talk about specifically how the Heart Association, the American Heart Association, is a business that was funded by the vegetable oil industry, and how vegetable oils are extremely toxic and inflammatory and related to heaps of diseases. And also, we touch on a bunch of lies that are told to people every day in doctors' clinics about cholesterol medication and about the function of cholesterol in the human body, and the sort of fear campaign or the smear campaign against cholesterol being so terrifyingly scary. So, super worth listening to. The next one is a New Zealand friend of mine on episode 399, Concussions and Brain Injuries in Sport, Damages IQ and Mental Health with Lisa Tarmati. So the reason I think this is really important is because this episode is going to benefit literally anybody that has ever bumped their head. And to go further, obviously I mentioned brain injuries in sport. Anyone that's ever played sport where your head might have hit the ground or hit other players, or you know, maybe you were exposed to violence. Maybe it's got nothing to do with sport, where you were punched in the head or you were car crash, anything to do with head trauma. This really sort of blew my mind to the degree our brains are fragile, even when we've got a big, thick skull as adults, and how hitting your head many years ago can be the reason that you have depression now, or you're confused often, or you begin to have some kind of brain injury, or things like dementia and Alzheimer's disease can be tied back to brain injuries, which you did not even know at the time were injuries, because you just bumped your head and were like, oh shit, that hurt. So this is really worth listening to, especially if you've got kids, because their brains are even more fragile, because they're often, it takes a few years for their skull to actually be fully intact. So anyone that's ever bumped their head or been punched in the head or been in some kind of car accident where their head was rattled around or even whiplash or anything like that. And of course, the people in sport that actually hit their head, boxers, go-kart races, like all sorts of stuff, must listen to, because the problems you could prevent in the future, if you're not experiencing them already, from the damage that you didn't even know happened to your brain. And this includes me. I'm someone that's done a lot of sport that where I've hit my head. And so that's why this episode really hit home for me, because it changed the way that I supplement in regards to my brain health and having no interest in getting dementia, Alzheimer's, depression, anxiety, inability to focus, drops in IQ. I don't want any of that shit, right? So if you don't want any of that shit either, episode 399 with Lisa. Okay, the next one is yours truly. This one's just me. So this is called Ozempic Warning, The Hidden Dangers of the Miracle Weight Loss Drug, episode 429. Now, I recommend this because this got a lot of attention. This got a lot of downloads. This is up there in one of the most downloaded episodes that I've ever produced and released. And so there was a lot of people that messaged me on Instagram, even though we're sort of new over there. I still got a lot of messages over there, got a bunch of emails, a lot of clients communicated with me about this episode. This really shook the boat in mostly a good way, I would say. So I talk about a bit of the history of weight loss medications and why that's worth considering. And I also talk in detail, in profound detail, about why this is important to consider not doing if you are at all scared of any of the very long list of negative health outcomes. But I've got a video up on YouTube as well, which has been produced about Ozempic, about that episode, but it's been put together in a way that really, it's just worth watching. So we'll send you a link to that as well. And if you're on my email list, that will get pushed out to the email list soon as well, the Ozempic warning YouTube video, because the visuals make it so much more interesting when the legend on the back end, Channy, has whipped it up for us, because he does such a good job with all the editing. He edits this audio right now. So if your doctor's recommending you get on Ozempic or Wegovy or Mounjaro or insert GLP whatever inhibitor, number one or two, this is worth listening to. Or if even you're just battling the decision to take Ozempic or any of the drugs in your own head, then listen to episode 429 with the main man, me. All right, the next episode, I managed to catch up with this guy in Melbourne in person. Yali and I went to lunch with him and we had some food and went for a walk along South Bank and had an ice cream together. Absolute champion of a human. So the episode is 431. Why more cows is the answer to the climate change crisis with Peter Bick. That's right. I said more cows, more farms, more cows. Now, this is very much contrary to popular belief because you have probably been hearing the anti-cow fart narrative for a very long time, being pushed by the vegans and the plant-based rhetoric. And interestingly, remember that plant-based rhetoric, we actually talked about where that originally came from in Belinda's episode, the first one I mentioned, episode 207. Now, that plant-based rhetoric has convinced everyone that cow farts are destroying the earth, and the reason that so much carbon is in the earth has got nothing to do with China and India and all of those huge manufacturing nations pumping shit tons of toxins into the air. It's actually because of the world's covered in cows that fart. Okay, what about the millions of animals that existed before? I don't know. Anyway, point is, listen to this episode because Peter debunks a lot of that. And I like this episode particularly from Peter because he says, even if you don't believe in climate change, you will benefit from the work that they're doing because it makes the food healthier. It makes the food more nutrient dense. It means that farmers actually get increased money and increased pay. They don't have to have a day job on the side. There's benefits to the entire ecosystem, whether you believe in climate change or not. And I really love that he comes from that angle because there are a lot of people on either side of that camp. So I would recommend listening to episode 431 to understand why more farms, more cows is a fantastic idea for the health of the earth and the health of the food that you put into your body and your body, right? So recommended listening. Now, the final one on my list here is episode 435. So not that long ago, it's called Exposed, the Alzheimer's research scandal and scientific fraud with Charles Piller. Now, Charles is an investigative journalist, and I love investigative journalists because so much in the world of health, vaccines, immunology, cancer, nutrition, agriculture, so much of that has changed not because of scientists and not because of politicians, but because investigative journalists that love getting into the weeds and finding corruption and lies and bullshit and speaking to minorities that are trying to scream really loudly to say, hey, there's a problem here, but don't have access to resources or funding. I love investigative journalists for that reason. They stir up shit. And sometimes, I would say often, shit needs to be stirred because that's the only way that we can keep governments and officials and profit seekers accountable. So I would recommend listening to this episode because it's about how the last 30 years or more of Alzheimer's disease research has been built on a bed of falsified data. Falsified data is the foundation of all the research that has been done in the last 30 years. And we talk in detail about how the agenda of scientists and scientific organizations often gets in the way of producing true, honest outcomes and scientific papers and information like that. And so the idea as well is that if you know anyone with Alzheimer's disease or any kind of memory focus, cognitive decline or neurodegenerative issues, that the initial ideas in this that were debunked by Charles, and by debunked, I will say quite successfully because he hasn't been taken to court by anyone. And he talks about that on the podcast, is that the way that you know it's true is that nobody has sued him yet. He said he's received several threats, but they've never amounted to anything. And so anyone you know with neurodegenerative decline or cognitive decline, listening to this episode, either you or them, is going to be really important because often when you go to the doctor or go to a specialist or even go to an Alzheimer's disease expert, all of their learning and research has been off the basis of this falsified data. So, and I would argue that I'm not speaking for Charles here at all. I would argue that we're going to continue finding this in many places in the healthcare system, whatever the topic. And we've got other investigative journalists that are due to come onto the show to talk about other areas of medicine, which have been falsified or blatantly lied about. But because it's been so successfully marketed to the masses and educated just directly to doctors who don't question their education bodies, we just accept it as true and don't realize that we are unconsciously believing something that actually has no basis in reality or has limited basis in reality. And there's been a lot of twists and turns and manipulations and marketing word choice along the way in order to make you believe something. So that episode with Charles is episode 435. So I think listening to these seven episodes, honestly, like, you'll totally reframe the way you look at the world. And I think if it scares you, that's a good thing. But also, like I said at the start, it takes a little bit of time for you to start trusting yourself. Because when you realize you've been trusting everybody else, and that's often when learning that these bits of information can feel really destabilizing, is because we've got all our trust in other people and realizing, oh, the people I could trust, the organizations I could trust, the politicians I could trust, the doctor I thought I could trust, I can't. It might not even be about trust, because all of those people, well, not all of them, but let's say your doctor, for instance, very well-intentioned, right? Probably just wants to help people. But that doctor also should be scrutinizing the information they're given, should be looking at who funded the papers that they're reading, should be looking at who pays the education organization, should be looking at who pays and chips into the Medicare fund, should be looking at who pays the politicians that make decisions on legislation. We should be able to trust these organizations because it takes a shitload of work to go and scrutinize everyone only to discover you can't trust anyone. But my point is that mostly the individual human is very well intentioned. It's bureaucracy, it's profitability, it's corporatizations, it's the technocratic world that we live in that needs to be put under pressure. And I think these seven episodes introduce these topics and discuss them in ways that allow that door to be opened in a safe way, but also in a way that might make you feel motivated to seek out better health outcomes, better strategies, better supplements, better practitioners, people that are also interested in seeking the truth. So again, I'll quickly run through the numbers for you again if you didn't write them down. So episode 207, episode 281, episode 399, episode 429, episode 431, and episode 435. Thank you for being here. Thank you for making this podcast big enough and appealing enough for all of these seven guests or seven topics to be discussed here and go out to thousands of people. So thank you so much. And I appreciate recently there's been a real push in the 5-star reviews we've had and the comments on Spotify and the people that are engaging with our YouTube channel as well. So thank you, because that support is really powerful and literally is the currency of how we keep being able to move forward, is your 5-star reviews, but also the written one, the comments on Apple Podcast and Spotify and YouTube and wherever you listen, to be totally honest. They are really powerful. And even more powerful in regards to the impact we're trying to have is sharing these episodes with people that really need to hear them. So thank you for being fantastic and going on this shocking journey with me. Hashtag clickbait. I would love to hear what you think of these. So you know the deal. Jump in the comments, jump in the DMs, let me know. Anyway, thanks for being here and I'll catch you on the next episode. Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed this episode or learnt anything at all, the gift of your 5-star rating would be incredibly helpful. And what's even more powerful is if you write a review. You can do it below each episode on Spotify, every time an episode comes out, and inside Apple Podcast, simply find the main page of this show with all the episodes on it, scroll to the bottom, hit write a review, share your amazing feedback, and then hit send. It helps this show grow tremendously and allows me to successfully invite bigger and more famous guests each time we do the show. Thank you, thank you, thank you for helping us climb the charts, climb the algorithm, and help more people. Oh, and by the way, I have a short disclaimer as well. I just wanted to quickly remind you that the information provided on this podcast is for general informational purposes only. While we strive to bring you accurate and up-to-date content, it's important to note that a lot of this is mixed with opinions, stories, and ideas not supported by mainstream science or medicine. Any advice or suggestions should not be considered a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always consult a healthcare provider before making any decisions about the health and wellness of you and your family. Remember too that what works for one person may not work for another. And just as we promote on the show, each person is responsible for their own health decisions. Thank you for tuning into the How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast. And now, the next episode. Here it is. Loving what you're hearing? Make sure you're subscribed here on your favorite podcast app. Or there's even more waiting for you over on YouTube. On our channel, you'll get to see our fascinating guests demonstrate their techniques in real time. You'll see my animated explanation of complex health concepts made simple, plus all of those you had to be there moments that we mentioned in the show. The Coaching with Maddie episodes will be there too. We're also creating exclusive YouTube shorts. Quick, powerful health tips you won't find anywhere else. And let's face it, if we're going to be doom scrolling, which we all do from time to time, you might as well make it worthwhile. Just search How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast on YouTube and hit subscribe to unlock the visual side of becoming a healthy friend of the show. Because sometimes you need to see it to believe it. And also to achieve it. The direct link is in the show notes below. Come and join our YouTube community.